Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on retiring from Goldman Sachs. In this track, we're getting real practical. See, in the previous tracks, we've talked a lot about how you think your way through this process and some frameworks for doing that. In this track, we're all about getting it done. So how do you take all the things that we've talked about and lay out a practical process to go from thinking through these ideas to actually navigating the process all the way through to getting it done? See, ultimately, this is what clients come to me for, right? Not just new ways to think about these topics. How do you navigate that choice point and decide, or how do you explore your options? But hey, let's get this done. How do we do this? Specifically, what's the process that you design and you work day to day, week to week, for exploring your options, deciding what you're doing, and making it happen, getting it done? So in this track, we're mostly moving beyond that decision, do you retire or not? Hopefully you feel like we've covered a lot of ideas on that, and we're really honing in on the question of what you do next. How specifically do you explore your options? How do you build your roadmap and your process for evaluating your options? And then how do you get specific in the way that you explore your options? So these aren't just airy-fairy ideas floating around, but you actually have rigorous process that you work all the way through to getting it done. So if you look back on what we've covered in this masterclass, in the first track, of course, we set up a lot of these ideas. And then in track two, we went deep into the decision, do you retire or not? And all of those dynamics around what it means to be retiring and navigating the decision point. Then in track three, we opened up the can of worms on that secondary question. Whether you're retiring now or not, the question still becomes, well, what do you do when you do retire? How do you explore those options? And hopefully you feel like we laid out some helpful ways of thinking about it and some powerful frameworks like the grandest visions, the roadmap, the glide path, and keeping it super simple, avoiding all that overwhelm and anxiety and fear and whatnot, by just honing in on those steps that are right in front of you. Then in the last track, we dive deep into your mind, didn't we? Hitting those big ideas and those massive ideas that feed into every aspect, not just of your decision to retire or not, or what you're doing next, but into how you think and feel about your life. And now here in this track, we're really picking up where we left off in track three. There we talked about your grandest visions, and my bet is that you've already done a lot of work in thinking through those and laying it out. And we thought about the roadmap to see that just like that map on the wall, you can have all these grand destinations. And see, there's lots of ways to get there, isn't there? That there's so many things that you might do. And that all you really need to do is hone in on that next smallest step. Because it's a journey, isn't it? And I'm hoping that you're really feeling this way about this process. So that even if you don't know yet where it's headed, that you're enjoying the journey of exploring it. That those big topics like purpose and meaning, that even if you don't know where you're driving to, that you can be purposeful and find every step that you're taking in this process to be meaningful in exploring your options. This is the journey of your life. So having set this up in all these ways, our next step together is to dive in and get more specific. Okay, so you got your visions, you got a roadmap, you're thinking about next steps. So Hopefully you're now thinking, okay, Blades, what specifically do you now do? How specifically do you work through this? And I'm glad you asked that question. Because in this track, we're going to be going through the macro process. And I referenced this earlier. The macro process is an overarching method that I deploy in a number of different contexts in a number of different ways for these types of search processes where you need to go figure out, well, what are your options? And that's the first pillar of the process, sourcing. And then how do you process your way through them? That's the second pillar of the process. And then the third is close. How do you decide? How do you bring your process to finality? And this is the process that we're working through in this track. Okay, let's dive in.